Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. And it's with me because I'm a small business owner. And so if you're a small business owner, the force is with you too. Whether you know it or not, you just, the question is, are you taking advantage of the force? That's the big question. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and he's the author of a number of books, which I don't have in front of me, but because I'm on the road. But Rick's a great example of an expert on helping people change, helping people not only change, but not only accept change, not only manage change, but lead change. He's helped us with that. Beyond the Wall of Resistance is one of his books. I know that. And he's our good friend, Rick Maurer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Why don't you want what I want? Isn't that the other one?
That's it, yeah. That's
why mantra, don't you want what I want? And that's my constant refrain. or I should say my constant lament. Rick,
I wrote the book for you, Jim.
Exactly. My constant lament, which since it is a lament, that'll tell you how successful I am with that thought. Hey, Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. You've been working a lot lately on working with our employees, working with our stakeholders, our first line of customers, our employees, and getting them to buy into to our ideas in the company, right?
Yep, I have. And one of the things that really stands out, and as I look at it more and more carefully, it's really significant stuff, and that's the difference between employee satisfaction and employee engagement.
Yeah.
And employee satisfaction means that people say, yeah, I like my job. Engagement means they're actually rolling up their sleeves. And I heard one of the researchers from Gallup organization, where they've done really the best work on this,
right.
He said, he gave a good example. He talked about going into an office, and there was a receptionist there who he had seen there like 15 years before, and he was waiting to go on in. He said, hey, are you satisfied with your job? And she said, I love it. Yeah. And he said, why? And she said, well, hardly anybody ever comes in, but I have to be here and see that little TV. I get to keep up with my soaps. And he said, that's employee satisfaction. And he said, employee engagement means you're getting value. And we, yeah, isn't that a great story?
Yeah, can I? I want a job like that.
I know. Well, during playoff games, I want that job.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a key difference, and we really make the mistake, pardon me, a lot of times by thinking satisfaction equals engagement, and it doesn't. And there's a real cost to that.
Well, and as the owner of the company, of a small business, what I've learned over the years is that just because someone shows up every day, just because they're on time, and because they're reliable, and just because they have a good work ethic, and you know, et cetera, et cetera, just because they show up like you do doesn't mean they're engaged. It might just mean that they have good ethics about you know, I take your money, so I'm going to work, and yeah. I like, and I, you know, I'm, this job is as good as another job. Don't take their behavior, that behavior I just described, don't take that as them taking any ownership.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
You talked about the Gallup folks. I've had the Gallup guys on. I'm trying to remember some of their names. I've had them on many times talking about this before with some of the research they've done. But, you know, I prefer the term ownership instead of engagement.
That's a good term.
And the reason is because when I say ownership, I want them to own. I want them to be engaged in what they're doing, but I want them to own the assignment I've given them.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something, that's not easy. You would think it wouldn't be that hard to get somebody to give them possession, so to speak, give them responsibility for something, but it's not as easy as you might think.
Well, it's not. But in some ways, it's also not as hard as they think. I mean, there's a book just came out it came out this year. For the life of me, I can't think of the title of it. And they said, they asked managers, so they gave people like five things and said, what motivates people? And one of the things was knowing what's expected of me. That would motivate people. So something like that. Managers put that at the bottom of the list. Employees put that at the top of the list.
Now, that's a very important, that kind of perspective is I think, one of the biggest things that keep employees and managers or owners apart.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you just said is the heart of solving this issue, solving this, what actually is, could be a problem. And I want to develop that a little bit more when we come back after these messages. Rick, give us your website, please, before we go.
Rick Maurer, Maurer.com.
Rick Maurer and I will be right back. It's 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.